This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday met with the wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader who died last week, quote, to express his heartfelt condolences. The White House said in a statement during the meeting in California, Biden expressed his admiration for Navalny's, quote, extraordinary courage and his legacy of fighting corruption and for a free and democratic Russia in which the rule of law applies equally to everyone. Speaking to reporters, Biden said the United States will announce major new sanctions.
We're going to be announcing the sanctions against Putin, who is responsible for his death, tomorrow.
Navalny, 47, fell unconscious and died suddenly on Friday after a walk at the Polar Wolf penal colony above the Arctic Circle, where he was serving a three-decade sentence, the prison service said. Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears mount over a humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Faruq Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.